This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, it's the real show. It's the real thing. Wayne Allyn Root, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, otherwise known as Root Reaction, The Aftermath. We'll get to Bill O'Reilly in seconds. I just wanted to give you a quick take from me. We were on the ropes, man. We were dead. We were on the ropes. It was all over because our prosecutor, Mitchell, did such a lousy job, and the Republicans in the Senate are so cowardly. A bunch of old white men who are afraid of their own shadow, afraid of being told they're sexist if they ever question a woman who has obviously, clearly a fraudulent story. And it has to be fraudulent because if you believe Brett Kavanaugh, and he did a great job in convincing us he's for real, and he didn't do it, that means she's a liar. And yet they didn't do it. They never made a case. So we were dead if he doesn't come in and rock them and sock them and knock them out of the ballpark with a grand slam home run. And he did it. And my friends were crying, and I was crying. My God, I don't cry. And I was crying for a man on national TV. I mean, it was the most incredible thing I've ever seen. That's how good he is. The liberals have got to be suicidal right now. Liberals have got to be slitting their wrists all over America, or they're delusional. Because they must realize that, A, he's in now. He won, and he's in. He made the case for himself. And B, he just destroyed the Democrats in the midterms because we are psyched. We're coming out like screaming Apaches with Geronimo leading the battle on the battlefield. You know, we're coming out like Torah, 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 like the Japanese at Pearl Harbor, man. We are on a mission to win. We're coming out like Americans waving old glory in the Civil War. We're fighting up the hill, and we're going to win this thing. This guy is our new leader. Not Donald Trump, who I love dearly, but Brett Kavanaugh is the new guy this macho, straight, white male loves dearly. Wow. He's fantastic. All right, let's go to Bill O'Reilly and the talking points. But we got a victory, I'm telling you right now. Big win for the Republican Party today with Brett Kavanaugh. And the big loser of the event has got to be Dianne Feinstein. H, she looks like she's 180 years old. She should be pushed out of the U.S. Senate and gone forever. She is an old woman way past her prime. And B, do you see how defeated she looked? When this guy made his case and she realized she was the one that was getting battered, she looks like a bad person. And then it came time for her to question him. She had nothing to say. She couldn't even look him in the eyes. She's looking down. She's reading her papers, looking down, occasional look up. She looked like a defeated woman who had nothing to say because she knew that she was a bad person. What she did was evil. All right, Bill O'Reilly's talking points right now.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly, and this is the Talking Points Memo. We're going to discuss what happened today in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee with the attacks on Judge Brett Kavanaugh by Dr. Christine Ford. Okay, so basically you have a he said, she said, somebody's lying. Somebody's lying. So let's take Dr. Ford first. In this situation, she came across as polished in her opening statement. Okay, so I can't say that she made any mistakes. She looked to be sincere, and she says to the American people, Brett Kavanaugh assaulted me when I was 15 years old and he was 17. That's what she says. The statement was coherent. She looked believable. Okay. Then it started. Instead of the senators questioning her, a prosecutor from Arizona, Rachel Mitchell, did the Q&A on the side of the Republicans. Ms. Mitchell did not bring a sense of urgency to the questioning, which I thought was a mistake. She was gentle. She was accommodating to Dr. Ford. Now, I understand the Republicans are terrified of Me Too. They're terrified of losing women votes. But in this kind of a case, where there's a man's life on the line, I would have been a little more assertive than Counselor Mitchell. The thing that impressed me about the questioning is that it brought out that Dr. Ford does not remember key things, where the house was, when it took place, the alleged assault, who was really there, and most important of all, how she got home. They brought out a big map. She couldn't have walked home. Dr. Ford admits she didn't walk home. She doesn't remember after this horrendous situation who drove her home. I understand trauma. I understand that you might forget things. But that's a huge, huge part of the story. Even if the trauma was such that it obliterated Dr. Ford's memory, even if, somebody would step up and say, I drove her home. I drove her home. The people that Dr. Ford says were in the house all deny it. They all deny it. Even her very, very close friend. So what you have then is a situation where no court in the world would ever convict Brett Kavanaugh of anything listening to what Dr. Ford put forth under oath. Nobody would do it. There isn't enough evidence. There are holes in the story that are enormous. And that's the fact. That's the truth. Then you add the political layer. As I told you, her lawyers are working free of charge. And every time you saw a sympathetic picture of Dr. Ford, I just kept looking to the two lawyers flanking her who are fanatical, far-left zealots who have devoted their lives to destroying people with whom they disagree politically. That's who her lawyers are. How did she get the lawyers? We learned today. Dianne Feinstein steered her in to these lawyers. These lawyers are not being paid by Dr. Ford. The lie detector test that she took, she didn't pay for it. And she said, oh, I don't know who paid for it. I don't know who paid for it. She wasn't even clear on whether her lawyers are being paid by somebody. The lawyer stepped up and said, we're doing it pro bono, which means for free. We're not being paid by anyone. Okay. So now you have a political component. Get Brett Kavanaugh. Combined with huge gaps in the actual story. Huge. Drive truck through them. Not corroborated by the three people, four names that were at the party. Doesn't know how she got home. Doesn't know where the house was. Doesn't even know when the alleged act happened. Because she was traumatized, and that's why she doesn't know. That's what she purports. The disturbing thing about this is that Dr. Ford looks like a human being who's responsible. But in order to destroy a man, if this didn't happen, she's a monster. If it didn't happen. But from what we know now, the most important thing for you, the American citizen, is that Brett Kavanaugh would not be convicted in any civil or criminal court. And that's the memo. I'm Bill O'Reilly for Newsmax, reminding you the best analysis ever is on BillO'Reilly.com. We hope you check us out.
All right, that was Bill O'Reilly, and obviously he did that talking points after he heard her testimony and Prosecutor Mitchell going after Ford, and when that was over, Bill did his talking points, but I don't think Bill ever had the advantage of seeing Brett Kavanaugh's opening statement and his performance, because if he had, then Bill O'Reilly would be raving about Brett Kavanaugh. His was obviously a man who just watched Christine Ford testify, and Christine Ford, Bill's right, did nothing wrong. But it didn't matter. See, I think what wound up happening was there's a halftime and intermission at halftime. There's first half, intermission at halftime, and then there's half two. And we were down 30-0 at halftime. And Bill was making the case why she was wrong, and he was right, but it doesn't matter. The prosecutor was awful. The prosecutor never went after her. The prosecutor never pinned her ears back. The prosecutor never got her to stutter and stammer. The prosecutor never got her to her whole story to fall apart. She never made it clear. There are no witnesses. You know who made that clear? The prosecutor blew it. The one who made it clear was Brett Kavanaugh, who said again and again, just like radio. And radio, I always tell my advertisers, it's all about repetition. Everything's about repetition. When it's month four and they've heard your name 100 times, then people start calling you like crazy. In month one, they don't call. The first time they hear you, people don't call. If they hear about you for a few months, hear the name, hear the story. Once they hear it for a few months, they call you like crazy, and it works like a charm, and everybody stays with me forever. But if you just base it on 1 month, you're not going to get calls. That's what I tell all the advertisers on radio and TV. It's about repetition. Well, that's how smart Brett Kavanaugh is. He must have said 20 times, 4 witnesses, they all are on my side. None of them are on hers. It never happened. Brilliant. All right. Speaking of lawyers, by the way, that prosecutor sucked. But Sam Landis doesn't. Sam Landis is the greatest. Thank God when you're in front of the IRS, this is a guy that's more like Brett Kavanaugh than Prosecutor Mitchell. This guy is a winner. And he took care of me twice and beat the IRS twice. I know a penny twice. He's even handling a new IRS situation for me right now and doing a great job. Thank you, Sam Landis. It'll be 3 times this guy's represented me in front of the IRS for various reasons, and he won every time. Call 800-WE-HELP-YOU if you have any problems or questions with taxes or the IRS. Or filing, or late filing, or liens, or anything else. 800, we help you, the letter U, like underdog, because you're an underdog if you go in front of the IRS without Sam Landis. 800, we help you. You'll be shocked how affordable it is, and how reasonable it is, and you will get a free consultation. 800-934-3578. Call now. It's free.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
5716.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now!
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
And speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, you know, my Twitter is at Real Wayne Root. I hope you check in because, man, I gave a running commentary today during this entire hearing, and I had some really interesting stuff, some colorful stuff, some funny stuff, and some heartfelt stuff. I told everyone how often I was crying during this hearing. I had tears running down my cheek 5 times when Kavanaugh spoke. He is amazing. And it's not me that should matter to you. It's that I have so many buddies back east in New York that I grew up with that are roughneck, you know, Italian, Irish, Catholic guys, never cried, never seen him cry. They all texted me today to tell me that they were crying. And so, you know, it's a wild day. Look at my last 3 tweets. This kind of sums up everything. Dianne Feinstein being roasted right now like a marshmallow. Help, I'm burning. Hindenburg. Hashtag Hindenburg. She went down like the Hindenburg. And then the GOP is so weak, cowardly. The GOP Senate is so weak, cowardly, and feckless. But they were bailed out by Brett Kavanaugh. He gave an A++++ performance. He is in. He will make a fine Supreme Court judge. My kind of guy. Have to always fight fire with fire. Never let liberals push you around. Kick them right in the cojones. Hashtag we win. And then my final one. Emergency job for the GOP. Hire hundreds of staff to review high school yearbooks of every Democratic candidate. They've opened the door. Go examine everything that every Democrat has ever done in their entire lives starting in high school. Maybe we should go back to grammar school. Did you ever play tag and by mistake touch a woman on the breast? Oh my God, you could never run for office the rest of your life. It's over. This was the most ludicrous thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Questioning a man about his high school yearbook and the comments he made on his high school yearbook page. To become a Supreme Court justice, they go back to your high school yearbook and see what you said in it? Oh my gosh. In any case, can you imagine the secrets we discover? Can you imagine the freaks we'll discover when Democrats are in high school and college? The alcoholics, the drug addicts, the sex addicts, the felons, the losers, the commies. That's the one you're going to find. You're going to find they were outright communists and Marxists when they were in high school, and that defines what they are today. Probably 90% of Democrats will be disqualified if you go back to their high school yearbook. And so I believe now that's what we got to do. Go back and get all these people at their own game. They open the door. This is their game. They claim it's fair game. They claim it's okay to check what someone wrote in their high school yearbook and to interview your high school classmates. Well, guess what? If you live in a glass house, you shouldn't be throwing stones. Because let me tell you something. Wayne Root, me, I'm kind of a wild guy, right? Never smoked pot in my life. Never did a drug in my life. Never smoked a cigarette in my life. Never been drunk in my life. And never drank in my life. I've never had anything but a sip of wine to try it once in my life. Never had a glass of alcohol in my entire life. That's how clean I am. But all the kids I know who used to be liberal, who are liberal today or were liberal then, crazy, wild, horrible things, like Obama in his autobiography, bragging about all the cocaine he snorted and all the pot he smoked and the bad people he hung out with. I'm telling you right now, you go back and look at the history of Democrats, good luck going back and looking at my history. Never drank, never smoked, never did a drug, never even put a joint in my mouth in my entire life. Ever. So good luck looking at my background, liberals. But when we check out your background, we're going to find mentally ill people with major psychological problems. Go back and interview all the classmates of all those Democrats on the United States Judiciary Committee. I'd like to know what Dianne Feinstein was like as a kid. Oh, I forgot. You can't go back that far. It was prehistoric times. There were dinosaurs on the earth. That woman looks like she's 180 years old. Someone has to, like, talk to her in a megaphone for her to hear anything. And when they talk to her, I think they whisper the exact word she has to use because she doesn't know how to talk anymore. She's a United States senator running for re-election, and she's so aged, they make pilots retire, what, at 65? And what is she, 88 years old, and she's running for re-election to the U.S. Senate? And if she's early 80s and I'm off, she looks like she's 180. So believe me when I tell you, you got to have term limits with these people. That's the number one thing that comes out of this hearing is term limits. They're too old. They don't know what they're doing anymore. Make them retire. You can't die in your United States Senate seat, man. Ridiculous. All right, as we head out of the break, I want to remind you the sponsor of this segment is ECI Development. If things, you think things are going bad in America and they're going south, I think we'll be okay till Trump leaves. But after that, all bets are off. You need to develop a backup plan, a plan B, a second residence, a safe place to land outside the United States. ECI Development builds homes all over the world in safe places, great places to live. Number one place in the world to get a second residency right now is Panama, because you only have to visit one day every 2 years, and it's very affordable, and lots of Americans there, and they use the American dollar. It's a quick plane ride from the U.S. Request this free guide to second residences around the world, and if you call right now, you get a free second guide planting your flag in Panama. Call 800-290-3028 right now. 800-290-3028. It's free, and the guidebook's free, and the second one's free as a bonus right now. 800-290-3028. We'll be right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
You don't have- USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump said Thursday after Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh finished his Capitol Hill testimony that the Supreme Court nominee showed America exactly why he nominated him and urged the Senate to vote to confirm him. Now, regarding that hearing, things did get a bit testy at times.
Senator, I'll do whatever the committee wants. I wanted a hearing the day after the allegation came up. I wanted to be here that day. Instead, 10 days passed where all this nonsense is coming out. You know, I'm in gangs, I'm on boats in Rhode Island, I'm in Colorado.
Democratic Senator Mazie Hirono apologized for sending a fundraising email off the Brett Kavanaugh sexual misconduct allegations. You're listening to USA Radio News. And the Dow was up 54 points today. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, you know, my sum up of this whole thing is everything in life's about fire, man. Bring your fire, bring your passion, bring your energy, bring your intensity, and the whole part one of the day with, Christine Blasey Ford and that terrible prosecutor Mitchell. God, go back to Maricopa County. I think every criminal, every accused criminal in America has one wish in life. They're on their knees praying to God to get her as their prosecutor. That woman is horrible. My gosh, as a guy who appreciates fire, she was so monotone and calm. That doesn't win anything on national TV, man. Look at my show. My show's a rocket ship because of my energy and my intensity and my enthusiasm with all of you. That's why you're joining the show by the thousands every day. That's why this show's a rocket ship on Newsmax TV. That woman, Mitchell, that prosecutor, was just slow and boring and never attacked and never got to the point. And just there was no storyline. It was 5 minutes interrupted by 5 minutes interrupted by 5 minutes, and she never made a point in any 5 minute period. I don't know what the point was. She was rambling. But what won the day was in part two. After the intermission, we got part two, and Brett came in, and Brett Kavanaugh brought the fire and the intensity, and then Lindsey Graham brought the fire and the intensity. I don't know what's come into that man. I have no idea, but since the day that John McCain passed, this guy, it's like the torch of Donald Trump has passed to Lindsey Graham, and he's become more Donald Trump-like than he is John McCain-like. It's amazing. And he's become the biggest defender of Trump, and the biggest fan of Trump, and the biggest trusted friend of Trump, and he just became the biggest trusted friend in the world. He was the cavalry today for Brett Kavanaugh. It was all Brett. It was the all Brett show, and then all of a sudden Lindsey came along and the cavalry arrived, and you just felt good because Lindsey Graham made the greatest statement. I'm going to read it to you now. I'm supposed to do a little pitch here for our sponsor of the show, but I'll get to it in a minute. I just got to get into this because I'm on fire now. What you want to do is watch this guy, is destroy this guy's life, Lindsey said. Hold his seat open and hope you win in 2020. You said that, not me. You got nothing to apologize, he says to Brett Kavanaugh. When you see Sotomayor and Kagan, when you're on the Supreme Court, and he's telling him you will be on the Supreme Court, and you see Sotomayor and Kagan, tell him Lindsey says hello, because I voted for him. I would never do to them what you people on the left have done to my guy. Never. This is the most unethical sham I've seen since I've been in politics. Boy, you all want power. God, I hope you never get it. I hope the American people can see through this sham, that you knew about it and you held it. You had no intention of protecting Dr. Ford. None. She's as much of a victim as you are. He concluded by trashing the idea that Kavanaugh was Bill Cosby. It was a great ending. He said Bill Cosby was always Bill Cosby, and that's why there's a trail of women victims. But you can't be Bill Cosby in high school and then become, you know, Jimmy Stewart meets Andy Griffith at Mayberry RFD for the rest of your life. Mr. Ed, you know, Mr. Ed. You can't become Mr. Ed for the rest of your life. A mild-mannered, great guy. This guy, Kavanaugh, is Jimmy Stewart. He's the all-American guy. He's what makes America great. He's never done anything, never had a complaint, never a woman said a word. He loves his wife. This guy was a virgin in high school and college. Are you kidding me? He is Mr. Ed meets Jimmy Stewart meets Andy Griffith of Mayberry RFD. So you don't start out as Bill Cosby and then the rest of your life become a nice guy. It's impossible. Great point, Lindsey Graham. But the idea that should have been hammered home again and again. Okay, so kudos to Lindsey Graham. Great job. The only thing that I have a negative on is when Feinstein came up one-on-one with Brett, he should have said, you are evil. You're the manifestation of evil because you knew about this when you sat across from me one-on-one and said nothing. Not only did you know about it, you were plotting with that woman, Dr. Ford, to get her a lawyer and a legal team. And you looked me in the face and said nothing. You were plotting my demise, to destroy my wife, my children, my family, my entire career. You plotted it while you looked me in the eyes and said nothing. You are pure evil, Senator Feinstein. Now that would have ended the entire hearing. Boom! The liberals would have started screaming, and he would have said, you can't take the truth. I got the truth, and you can't handle the truth. Sound familiar? That was a movie with Jack Nicholson and Tom Cruise, and he could have been applied today, I'm telling you right now. He should have said, you're Joe McCarthy. You know what you are? You're evil. You have no shame. You have no decency. But he didn't quite go that far, and I thought he should have. And the reason I know he could have is because then up came Senator Cornyn of Texas, and that's what he said to the Democrats. Joe McCarthy sounds like this. You have no decency. So it could have been said. That's what I would have said directly to Dianne Feinstein. She's the one that should go down in flames today. She's the one that should be the Hindenburg. Her career might have ended today, but he could have absolutely ended it. All right, U.S. Gold Bureau is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and then I'll get to your calls. And I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to create the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. The set includes 100, you heard me right, 100 American Silver Eagle coins in brilliant, uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All the coins are investment quality. You get the coins at actual dealer cost. They will show you their dealer invoice, and you'll get it at the same price they get that. Then they're going to give you this free call, free shipping, and 100% free delivery insurance. Then they're going to give you a bonus, the free official U.S. Mint storage box to hold your coins. With it holds 500 coins. You're going to get 100 now, and you'll have room for 400 more. All you do is call 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root, usgoldbureau.com/root. All right, let's grab some calls. I promised we'd get you on the line. Let's start with Larry from Minnesota, line one. Larry, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Well, great. It's a pleasure to speak with you, Wayne.
Pleasure to speak to you. Tell us what's on your mind.
My sentiments are that this entire fiasco is about Roe versus Wade.
Right.
Because it all goes back to in 2012, when Romney was running to be president, he floated three names to become Supreme Court justices. One of the names was Kavanaugh. And so after
Brett Kavanaugh was floated by Mitt Romney in 2012?
Yes.
I did not even know that. You just educated me. I had no idea.
He was floated in 2012 as somebody that he might put on there. Now, at that particular time, everybody knew that he was pro-life. And at that time, I've heard, I don't know if there's any credibility to it, that Ford was a political activist. Now, she hears this, and so then she goes out and sets up an appointment with her shrink.
There you go.
So that she can sit there and lay a basis for bringing charges against
him. So this has been a 6-year plot, in your opinion.
See,
I never knew that she knew that he was a Supreme Court possible guy 6 years ago.
That's right.
I had no idea.
And so that's why she did it in 2012, and I think Romney floated Kavanaugh's name before she saw her shrink.
All right, so I'm going to look that up and make sure you're right, but if that's true, then you're onto
something. Okay, and here's another further point.
Okay.
Planned Parenthood ran, but they didn't care as long as he was on the circuit court. But if he gets to the Supreme Court, he's going to overturn Roe versus Wade. Now, Planned Parenthood on November 5th, and you can go on BuzzFeed and you can find the actual article and a picture of the ad they ran on Facebook on November 5th, the day before the election. And what the ad was a page, a future page from the New York Times dated June 2014, and the headline was Roe versus Wade overturned. They showed pictures of all nine justices, but they replaced Ginsburg with Wayne Kavanaugh.
You mean Brett Kavanaugh? Brett Kavanaugh.
Brett Kavanaugh, excuse me.
Not with Wayne Root.
They replaced Ginsburg's picture with Kavanaugh's.
I never, I missed this whole thing that people knew about Kavanaugh long before this. I did not realize
that. Yes. And the thing was, that was a get out the vote thing.
Yeah.
And the essence of the story, if you read this Photoshop page from the future, it said that Kavanaugh was the deciding vote to overturn Roe versus Wade.
I got it.
And that he wrote,
let me educate you now. Larry, let me educate you now. You just educated me twice, and that's great. Now let me educate you. Are you aware, and are the people at home aware, that this specific woman, Dr. Ford, Dr. Christine Blasey Ford, has written extensive articles supporting the abortion pill? I forgot its name. It's like RS-135 or something. The pill that you take that aborts your baby is made by a major chemical company, a major...
Well, I wasn't aware of that, but I could believe it because she was a political activist as soon as they say Kavanaugh. Oh, I went to school with that guy, man. I can help crucify him.
Now, if you look it up online, and I know there are things that are false online, but it says that she actually has a title. At one point, she had a title with that big pharma company that has one product, the abortion pill. If that isn't, if that's true, if that isn't the biggest conflict of interest, why she would not want a conservative anti-abortion guy on the Supreme Court, and it would give you a motive. What do prosecutors always look for? A motive. Why you would hate him so much? Because abortion's your life. She wrote 8 separate pieces as a college professor supporting the efficacy of this specific abortion pill for this big pharma company, and she might have made money off of it, right? She has a reason, now a motive, to hate this guy. I also want to bring up an important point as we go to the break. In testimony today, they never pushed it home, but she looked like an idiot on a couple of ways. One of them is that she stalled this hearing for 2 weeks because she said she doesn't fly. And then they pinned her down that she flies all the time. But she said, oh, like a little five-year-old, I love flying for vacations. I thought for a minute there Blumenthal, the senator from Connecticut, was treating her like a four-year-old. I thought he was going to say, would you like a lollipop? You know, she was playing the role of the most innocent little girl in the world. Oh, I love vacations on an airplane. Are you kidding me? What a fraud.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's product have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
War now. It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, a few things to get off my chest. First of all, I was discussing the abortion pill, and my wonderful listeners and viewers filled me in. It is called RU486, and she wrote several, I think it was eight papers to support RU486, and she had to have made some money on that. It's a massive conflict of interest. Abortion is her life. Elon Musk, I wanted to bring up. I have argued on national TV, on national radio, in my Twitter column so many times in the last 2 years that he's the biggest fraud in the world and he's running a Ponzi scheme. He's never made any money with his Tesla cars. Nobody wants your electric trashy cars. No one cares except for rich liberal snobs who want to spend $150,000 on an overpriced electric car. It's a beautiful car, but you weren't selling enough of them. Your company did nothing but lose money. And all you did to survive is you literally extorted out of governors, stupid governors of different states, in order to you build a factory there, they would have to give you $2 billion in tax credits, and all these dummies fell in line and gave it, including the dummy who runs my state, Republican Governor Brian Sandoval, a real dummy who got ripped off by Elon Musk. Today, the SEC literally charged Elon Musk with stock fraud in his stock crash today. So I've been telling you this. I've been on this story. I don't know how I know these things, but I just know. I see through these things. I'm from New York, you know, just like Donald Trump. I see when someone's bad. I see when something's BS. And I'm telling you, I knew Elon Musk was BS. Next issue, death threats. Exaggerated. I guarantee you, it's always liberals with death threats. I get nonstop death threats. I guarantee you it was Brett Kavanaugh that got the death threats. They made such a big deal about this. Christine Blasey Ford. You know what? Conservatives don't dial people up and give them death threats. So did she get some? Sure, there's a few wackos out there, even on our side. But I'll bet you it was 10 to 1, the Kavanaughs versus her. And they made you feel so sorry for her. What a bunch of nonsense. And last but not least, why did she stall? If she really does fly on planes and she lied and said, I'm scared to death, I have a fear of flying, stalled this whole thing for 2 weeks, played it out as long as she could because she was getting acting lessons from some Meryl Streep type. I'm telling you, this woman had acting lessons. And that's why she stalled it for 2 weeks, because when they asked her about flying, yeah, I'm afraid of flying. So how'd you get to Hawaii? I flew. How'd you get to Europe? I flew. How'd you get to Tahiti? I flew. You have a hobby. You do this and that. How do you get there? I fly. She's an international world traveler. She flies everywhere. But she couldn't fly to this hearing because she's afraid of flying. This is the Democratic Party. This is the party Michelle Obama was talking about when she said, you don't have to know nothing to vote. That's what she said in the speech the other day. You don't have to know nothing about nothing to vote. Very eloquent statement, isn't it? That's your typical Democrat voter. They all know nothing about nothing. So they're impressed by a person who knows nothing about nothing. And they're impressed by Obama, who knew nothing about nothing. You know, I got a new book coming out called The Trump Rules. But I pitched another book a year ago, and the publishers didn't go for it. It was going to be a 300-page book, and it was 300 blank pages. The title was Everything Obama Knows About the Economy. And it was going to be 300 blank pages. I'm telling you, it would have been the number one best-selling book in America. Obama knows nothing about nothing, and his wife just admitted, we love voters who know nothing about nothing. All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show is Cenogenics. And if you haven't noticed, man, I'm a new me. I took photos last night. I was hanging out with Donald Trump Jr. last night. A big event in Las Vegas for my great friend Danny Tarkanian running for U.S. Congress. He stood up for Donald Trump when no one else did. And he's been rewarded with Donald Trump's endorsement and Donald Trump coming out here to campaign for him. And now Donald Trump Jr. was here last night. And I got a chance to have some private time with Donald Jr. And his beautiful girlfriend, Kimberly Guilfoyle from Fox News, formerly from Fox News. And we had a great time. And I just look like a new person. I looked at the photo of me with Donald Jr. and I said, wow, I don't even recognize myself anymore. And it's happened right on the air because of Cenogenics. You all saw it. The transformation has happened right here. And they've saved me an hour and a half a day. I work out 35 minutes a day instead of an hour and a half, instead of 2 hours. So I save an hour and a half a day and I'm making more money because I have extra time to be involved in business. So it's been a money thing. It's been a feel-good thing. It's been a look-good thing. It's been a lose-weight thing. Call Cenogenics for free, no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER. Toll-free anywhere in the United States, free, no-obligation consultation, 888-YOUNGER, or go to Cenogenics.com, C-E-N-E-Genics.com. We have time for one single call. We're going to take Diane from Pennsylvania on line four. Diane, you're on with Wayne Root. Last call of the night.
Hi, Wayne. This is Diane. I'm glad to talk to you again. It's been a while since I've called in.
Well, you only got about 30 seconds, so you got to give us fast. What's your deal?
Well, I just felt like when you talked about Diane Feinstein, I was thinking of the Wicked Witch on The Wizard of Oz when they threw water on her.
if the Wicked Witch was 1,000 years old.
And I was going to tell you, my cousin's here from Texas, and he's a Wayne Allen, too, and I introduced him to your show while he's been here. And pastor's watching you, still praying for you. And it broke my heart how they took this man through this. I can't believe that America's getting like an arena.
It's where, you know what? When you see Wayne Root, tear up five times for what the things Brett Kavanaugh said, then you know that he struck a chord, a nerve with all of America. How many of you were out there crying or tearing up? How many men out there were crying and tearing up when you heard what Brett Kavanaugh had to say about what a fine man he is and what they did to his life and tried to ruin him? Shame on all of you. You're Joe McCarthy. Every one of you. Evil. Joe McCarthy, evil. Bad people. You knew about this, and it could have been handled in private, but you made everybody come public at the last second to try and ruin this guy's life, and you failed. He knocked it out of the park. Grand slam home run and an assist to Lindsey Graham. What a great job. I'm proud of you, Lindsey. You did good. Hey, Andrew Paul, my producer, you watching? Get Lindsey Graham on this show. I want to tell him I love him, and I think he's great, and I appreciate everything he did today. We won it, baby. Brett Kavanaugh is the next United States Supreme Court member. War Now. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.